Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hello, 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 world. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm taking so excited for this show today. But, you know, I get excited every week, just like it's Christmas, right? So, and you know the reason is because I have the most incredible, incredible guests that are willing to come and share their expertise, their wisdom, and their knowledge with you. And trust me, tonight is a night of all nights. I have the pleasure and the honor of bringing a very dear friend of mine to the microphone. But before we do that, you know, there's always a couple of things that we do first. And the very first thing we do is give thanks to our ancestors, and we invite them in to be a part of the show that we hold on Tuesday nights, because sometimes our topics are not those that are commonly talked about in open settings, you know, where people share with each other. But we know that what we talk about is crucial to our survival, to our livelihoods. And so we speak knowing that our ancestors got us, that they're guiding us at all times, and their presence will open up the doors so that the Holy Spirit can come in and we can have these conversations. So ancestors, all of y'all, every single one of you, we love you and we bless you and we give thanks for you. Whew, we love you now. We love you forever. Ashe, ashe, oh. And so next we take time to just kind of exhale, right, and do a moment of positive affirmation, because, you know, we're waiting for this time to come and we're getting excited. Something may have happened at the last minute and we're not really as relaxed as I would like for us to all be, right, to receive whatever message is coming through for you. So I want to read from my daily inspirational messages, and you can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com. They've been out on the World Wide Web for a number of years now. This one that I'm reading from today is simply called Justice Is. Justice is knowing God is the source, your source, and there is always more than enough. There is always abundantly enough, exceedingly enough. That is pure justice through and through. God is always omnipresent, evenly present, which means we are all always experiencing the same abundance. Why do some have it and others do not? Simply answered, it is the consciousness of the person involved. God has no favorites, nor does God refuse to bless anyone. It is ours for the asking, accepting, and taking. I ask for, accept, and claim my abundance. God is always just, providing the same prosperity to all. I know I am blessed every day and in every way. When I speak of my blessings, do not confuse it with material things, although that's a part of it. My blessings include claiming my goodness and worthiness. My blessings include being in a constant state of joy and peace. My blessings include sharing with others and speaking words of comfort and encouragement. My blessings include knowing whose I am, a child of the Most High Creator. My blessings include being able to humble myself to trust I can and do learn from all living creatures regardless. My blessings include being willing to smile so big it lights a room before I enter it. God is my source of everything, big and small. God is the supply and the supplier. God is, and that is enough to satisfy all my needs and wants. So today I relax in allowing the goodness of God to serve me justice. I know that I must allow manifest for me. Justice for myself and all others is my prayer. With God in control, I know this can and will be a reality. Justice is accepting the Holy Spirit of God in each living creation. And again, that's my daily inspirational message for the whole world. You can find it at RevSandy.wordpress.com. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. And tonight we're talking with the incredible, incomparable, my sister, Her Excellency Ambassador Dr. Erica Bennett, who is joining us all the way from Accra, Ghana, Africa. And we're so pleased and we're so honored that even at this extremely early hours over in Africa, that she is joining us to bring us her beauty, her wisdom, and the stories that she has to share with us. So I'm not going to get into a lot of introduction right now because I want to, audience, you know you're invited always to be a part of the discussion. And tonight especially, when you come on and your line is opened up for you, please make sure that there's no background noises to interfere with the quality of the listening for those that do not stay up this late at night and call in and listen to replays, or even those that may be listening tonight and they want to listen to it again. We just want the best quality. So the call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 on your dial to let me know that you want to speak live on air with us. Otherwise, feel free just to chill out and sit back and just take in all of this information that's going to be shared with you. And if you ever want to go and listen to any of the replays, you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And that's SandyRodgers. So we're going to take a brief music moment, because I know once we get started, there will not be any more breaks in this discussion tonight. And so I want to go ahead and take a break, music, listen to a little bit of music, and see what that stirs up for us. And I'll be right back with my friend, my sister, Dr. Erica Bennett. We'll be right back, you guys. Thank you. Y'all know that was Smokey Robinson and those Miracles, man. They were singing More Love. And I picked that song because it reminds me so much of Erica. She is always, always finding more love for everyone that she comes in contact with. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And, you know, this may be the last time I make this announcement because I know once me and my sister start rapping, man, we may not take another break. But let me just let you know that you can call and chat live on air with us if you would like at 516-531-9819. And you would just press 1 to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. So listen, you know, we know it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight we're going to talk about what does it mean to age gracefully. So this individual that is joining us tonight is so filled. She's filled to overflowing with grace. And so for her to name her book Aging Gracefully, I mean, it just makes sense because that's how she moves around in this world. There is always so much love and concern and compassion and passion for others in everything that she does. And so I understand why the book is called that, and we're going to get a little bit deeper into that. But listen, Dr. Bennett, she's our sister, she's our mother, she's our auntie, she's our friend, she's our daughter, confidant, political ally, and she's has all of these titles, and she wears them very comfortably because that's just a part of who she is. You know, she's not attempting to live up to anything, any title that someone has given her, but these are the essences of who she is. And so her excellency has served all people everywhere, all over the globe. And she pays a special attention to the southeast region of the United States. And she also serves with full dignity the entire African diaspora. So she loves fully and completely. She's always encouraging others, especially women. She is the epitome of an advocate for human rights. And so I'm going to bring on my dear, dear sister, like I said, who is in the motherland calling in just for us. And I am so honored, Dr. Erica, that you are with us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, good evening. Sandy, to hear you talk about me, I thought about you, all the wonderful things that you said about me. You see it in me because it's in you. Only Reverend Sandy Rogers could keep me up at 1 something in the morning here in Accra. And it took us almost 3 months to get on her show just to let you know who she is and how honored we are to be here today. I just want to start off by, you know, everything that you said, Sandy, is you. I just have to say that. And I really was just so taken back at the way you handled the show. The ancestors, I have to call Reverend Barbara King.
Yes.
I have to acknowledge her name because
yes,
she's the one who brought us together, and she's the one who has done so much for so many of us all over the world. So I know she's listening. I know she's smiling. And I know that this program, I would like to dedicate this program to her because she at Hillside helped me become who I am. You know, I have Dr. Brenda Belton, who you know too, who is one of the 12 that started Hillside. I called her and said, you got to get on the show. You got to get on the show. I know you remember Sandy, so you got to call in. So she'll be calling in as well. And a couple of the other sisters that I have, I've given them the number to call in, Dr. Tony Luck, who's what I'm going to be talking about, is the initiator of that. So I just want to start off by saying I am just overwhelmed being here. And your introduction and the song, Open Your Heart and Let Love Come In, that's who you are. So I just, again, am just overwhelmed and excited about being here.
Well, thank you so much. You got a smile on my face now. You're so wonderful. So tell us a little about your movement, how you got to where you are. And for those of you that are not familiar with Dr. Erica Bennett's legacy, she has written three books so far that I'm aware of. Her first book, Magical Realism, talks about her life. And it's really a great piece of work. And she was so unselfish, and she called me, and I believe it was 2009, and she reached out to me to help her to put that together, and so that's a must read. Her second book is Aging Gracefully, Just Be, and now we have Aging Gracefully, Listening to Your Body. So she's documenting and leaving legacies of words and helpful information for you, the public, and for her lineages of children, grandchildren, and all the people that she touched around the world. She works with so many organizations. So would you mind giving us a little brief outline of some of the organizations that you founded and what are you doing with those organizations?
Well, Reverend Sandy, what I want to do today is I want to talk about first of all, the first book that I wrote was Erica's Magical Realism. And you co-wrote that book with me. So, I mean, you just kind of threw that out there. But that book would not be in existence without you. And that story, I had that story in my head for many, many years. And you helped me get it on paper. You know, they can get it on Barnes and Nobles and Amazon. It's everywhere. We didn't do a lot of publicity around it because at that time I was just so busy forming the Diaspora Africa Forum, which is the first diplomatic mission dealing with the diaspora. Now, there's two types of diaspora. That there's the continental diaspora, and these are the Africans that leave Africa for work, study, or greener pastures. Then we have the historical diaspora, and that's who we are, those of us taken from slavery. And we formed this organization in 2007. I don't know if Dr. Tony Luck is on the line, but she was the one who helped us form this organization. And this organization has done really some incredible work for the past 14 years. We deal with all 55 African countries. One of the things that we often say to Americans is that Americans think Africa is one country, but it's actually 55 African sovereign countries. And so we deal with all of them. Our headquarters is based here in Accra, Ghana, and we're based at the historical W.E.B. Du Bois Center. His remains are here. His writings are here. His late wife, her remains are here as well. So we're honored to be situated on this land. This is a historical site in Ghana. The government gave us a piece of that land for us to build our embassy, and that's what we were able to do. So when you talk about legacy and you talk about how you want to be remembered, that is one of the things that I see this as my legacy. One of the things that we've really been able to do is to get the heads of states to actually look at the diaspora as part of the sixth region of Africa. What that means is that we want them to see us, the millions of us all over the world, as part of Africa in a real, tangible way. So we work with the Africa Union to make that happen. But that is just really one of the things that we do. We collaborate with various organizations, and I think that's been the key to our success, is our collaboration. So I just definitely want to talk about that. But what I really, really, really want to talk about, Reverend Sandy, is something that I am so, so excited about. Mother Fletcher and Uncle Red, you know, these are the Tulsa, Oklahoma survivors, two of the three survivors. And I think most of your listeners in America, you know the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, where they went into what was known as the Wall Street, Black Wall Street, and they went in and they massacred, you know, they just killed all the people there, the houses and the banks, they burnt them down. And that was 100 years ago that they commemorated that. And so she came, as she was in, she met some people from the Our Black Truth, which Dr. Luck is very involved with that as well. I think she's a COO. And she told them she wanted to go to Africa.
Oh.
And she immediately, you know, said, you must come to Ghana. You know, you can't go to Africa if you don't go to Ghana first. And so, long story, very, very short, the Our Black Truth organized it from that standpoint. They got all the things that she needed, her passport, and, you know, they did everything that she needed to do on that side. And we were charged to get everything done on this side. She's coming August the 13th, and she's here from August the 13th to August the 21st. And this is a dream for her, a dream come true. And I'm just so honored and excited to be a part of this. So we want all of your listeners, and I know you have many, 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 many all over the world, we want them to get as excited about this as we are. If Dr. Luck is on the line, she can kind of tell them how they can send a bon voyage note to Mother Fletcher, because that's one of the things that we want her. I mean, we have her sizes, we have her clothes, we have her favorite everything. And I think that would just really make her feel so, so special to get a bon voyage note, you know, from your listeners, from the listeners of this famous, famous show, Sandy Rogers. So I'll land on that and just answer any other questions, but that's really why we wanted to be on the show, is to really, really talk about that and to, you know, I know you have thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners, so we really wanted them to know that. So this really is the first interview that I have done talking about it, and I wanted to do a breaking news story for you, Reverend Sandy Rogers, a person that I love and respect so much. So that's why I wanted the first news to come from your show.
Oh, thank you. What an honor. What an honor. I appreciate that so much. And these two that you're speaking of, Mother Fletcher and her brother, Uncle Red, they're 107, and the other is 100 years old. That's amazing.
It's amazing that they would even want to come to Africa at that age.
Yes.
And I mean, but Sandy, I want you to understand, you talk about strong, you talk about alert. She spoke, and those of your audience can again go to the YouTube, because they have, when she spoke at the Congress at one of the hearings, you should see how alert she was, how she was very clear about what happened to her. She was very clear about how she lives it every day of her life. And those are her memories. And that's one of the things that we're determined to do, is to change that memory. We want her to, because we're making her a queen mother here. We're making Uncle Red a chief. Our president is receiving them. And we turned a whole hotel into her palace. So when we just want to warn you guys, she may not want to come back to America when we finish. Because we're going to show her who she is and how much we appreciate and love her.
But that's an awesome place for her to be, you know, for those last whatever years that she has here on Earth, to be there on the continent of Africa. That's just incredible. Ooh, I know she's excited. Oh, wow. Well, you know, she'll be receiving the royal treatment that she can only receive in the motherland. There's no place like that ever anywhere else. There's just a special energy, a special consciousness that you connect to as soon as you touch the ground in Africa. It's just me, it's amazing.
And you, wait a minute, I just have to digress a little bit. Now, you have not come to see me here in Ghana. And I am just really, I'm going to say it in front of all your listeners. You are invited to come anytime you want to come. You can bring some of your listeners. You can do a trip here. And we will give you the royal treatment as well, because you truly deserve it as well. So,
well,
so I want to say that publicly to everybody. So just tell me when. That's all you.
Dr. Erica and my birthday is pretty close to one another, and we've been talking about reuniting for a number of years now. So because I came with Dr. Barbara back in 2003, I think it was.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my only trip there. So, yes, ma'am, I do owe myself a trip back. So I'll be there.
Well, you just tell me when. That's all you have to do is say, I'm ready. I'm ready to come, and that's it. And if I'm in Ghana at that time, you are definitely welcome, and you will get the red carpet rolled out for you. That's for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So we, Dr. Luck?
Yes, Dr. Tony Luck.
Okay, if you are on with us, just hit one on your phone so that I can know which of the numbers you're calling from, and I can open up your line. If you're listening by computer, you will need to call in. The number is 516-531-9819, and we would love to get your input and your direction on how to do the Bon Voyage messages for Mother Fletcher, Queen Mother Fletcher, and
yes.
Chief Uncle Red. How about that?
Chief Uncle Red and Queen Mother, absolutely.
Titles.
And we should start saying that right now, so I am so glad that you said that. Queen Mother Fletcher and Chief Uncle Red, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Now, let me just tell you, I don't know if she's there yet, but one of the things that I wanted to give you an idea of what we're doing an ambassador's tea. You know, Mother Fletcher was one of the ones who kept saying, I want to go to Africa. You know, so we want to make sure she understood that there was 55 African countries and that Ghana is just one of them. So one of the things that we're going to be doing is that she wanted to go to Africa, so we're going to be bringing Africa to her. We have a ambassador's tea where I've invited all of the African countries, their ambassadors, to come and present gifts to her from their country.
Oh.
Yes. And they'll come and present gifts, and they'll, you know, tell her a little about their countries as well. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Then the, you know, Nigerians, you know my Nigerians now, they, you know, they step up, and they always want to be in there, and so they're doing a whole ceremony for her here. We have one of the Nigerian chiefs who have a palace here, and so he's doing a ceremony for her as well, and he's going to be naming her Uncle Red a chief and naming her the Queen Mother for Nigeria as well. So Mother Fletcher comes back, she's going to be Queen Mother, and he's going to be chief from not only Ghana, but from Nigeria as well. So it really is very exciting. It's so exciting, and we're just delighted that it's happening, and we would love for your audience to give a bon voyage message to them both. So I wanted to talk about that, and as I say, we can talk all night about that because I am just so excited about it. But there's a couple other things that I hope that I can share with your audience as well. One is, you know, I've now written four books. We have four books out there now. Yeah. And this latest one, Aging Gracefully, Listening to Your Body, I'd like to share with your audience why that one was written. You know, I, again, was a workaholic. I mean, I just worked, you know, all over the world and didn't get enough sleep. I mean, at night I'd be talking to you guys in America or talking to somebody in Japan or China or whatever. So I was a workaholic. And building this Diaspora Africa Forum really was a full-time kind of job, you know, making sure that we have the programs. We have wonderful programs. We have a lot of youth programs. We have a lot of women's programs. And so that took a lot to make it happen. I mean, I had people like Dr. Tony Luck and my other friend who's on the line, I hope, Dr. Brenda Belton. They were my cheerleaders, and they helped me do it. So I just want your listeners to know that, you know, when you're creating something, you can't do it by yourself. You can always need those people to help you. But long story very short, because of that, I wasn't really taking care of myself, and that's why your program is so important, wellness. I had a massive heart attack. And was flown to South Africa and ended up having to have surgery, and I now have a pacemaker and all of that. And that was one of the best things could have happened to me. And when people say best thing, they go, what does that mean? It means it stopped me. And then the COVID came, and the COVID, you know, again, stopped all of us from all over the world. I had time to really, really focus on me. I had time to really look at what priorities, what life really is important. You know, it's not the things, it's not the clothes, it's not the house, it's not any of those things. It's the people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to see people who really loved me. I mean, I was just amazed. In fact, at the hospital, they thought I was a celebrity because I had presidents flying in, I had ministers flying in, I had my children flying in, and I had Dr. Luck who went through this with me. She's based in South Africa, and I mean, I just couldn't have done it without her. You see, I remember that when they were wheeling me in, when I came out, they were, you know, she said, "I'm here." And then later on, the nurses said she wouldn't even go to the bathroom. She sat right here the entire time. Mm. And the surgery was supposed to be 2 hours, and I think it ended up being 4 or 5 hours. And she didn't move. She did not move. And when I came out, she was just there, and she kissed me on my forehead and said, God did it. God did it. So when you have that kind of love and you have those people in your life, that's what really, really matters. That's what matters. It's not anything other than that. You know, the positions and all of those things, they don't mean anything. They really don't. And one of your shows, you're going to talk about being authentic. And if you remain that way, remain who you are, then God continues to bless you tremendously. And when we talk about why we're here, we're all here to serve. That's exactly what I learned from Reverend Barbara, that, you know, that's what your role is to serve, you mm-hmm. see. So once you understand that, then your life works. You know, I love my life. And to be 71 and say, I love my life, I know that's a blessing from God, a true, true blessing from God. So I'll land on that piece because that book is very important to me too, because what I want people to get from it is stop, listen to your body, because your body really tells you exactly what's going on with it, you know, and it did for me. It really did, but I ignored it. I was in denial. I kept saying, oh, no, I'm fine. At night I couldn't sleep, couldn't breathe, but then the next day I'd go to the office and try to act like nothing was happening. So that's really one of the other things that I really want to share with your audience as well, is stop and listen to your body. And particularly women, you know, we tend to be wives and mothers and professionals, and we just feel we just have to do it all. Well, you can't do it all if you're not taking care of yourself, and I'm a living witness of that. You know, you have to stop and take care of self. You know, you need to take some me days. Me days meaning, you know, being, if you want to say it's being selfish or whatever, but at least a day out of the week where you do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and do it for you. So I'll land on that, but I just, you know, that's the second thing that's very important to me to share with your listening audience as well.
Hate you. I wanted you to know that I did read the entire book. I had not read all of the book, and when I got to that section that talked about your health and the things that you had allowed to accumulate and not paying attention, I got it, you know, because you do give, and you give, and you give, and I think most people that do that just continuously give and trusting that they will be replenished and not taking the time to actually do it for themselves. And what's so funny about the story is that I had gone to visit with a friend in Jackson, Mississippi, and when I took my laptop with me, and I could not get a connection, so I was not able to go on and check Facebook and, you know, the 4 or 5 accounts and group pages and all of that I do there, and couldn't get into the emails, and because I don't do Facebook on my phone, that's just one of those limitations that I've set for myself, is, you know, I'm not available 24/7, you know, like, you can't reach me like that all the time and expect to get a response. And so to hear you say that, you know, as far as taking time, is absolutely right. And when you don't do it for yourself, the universe will make sure to handle it for you. And so I knew that I needed to speak with you and your beautiful assistant, Abigail. And so on Sunday, I had to find a place that had internet service so that I could go in. And lo and behold, there was an email, and so I was thankful that I followed that urging in my system so that I could give you the information that you needed for the show for today. But, you know, I was so surprised because you always seem to have this everlasting energy. I've never heard you once complain about being tired or requiring any type of vacation or break. And so to have you to give your testimony tonight is so important because in addition, like you were saying, how the COVID also contributed or added to the urgings to take a break. You know, a lot of people were stressed out because of the forced upon quarantine or break from their everyday actions. And so it's important that we have this discussion, especially with what you have experienced and the length of time that you were given, were blessed with, gifted with in order to come out so that you can share that message with the public because we need to know, you know, don't be a superwoman. Don't think that you're the only one that can help others while you're not taking care of yourself. So that's an important message.
Well, that is the message, Reverend Sandy. That truly is the message, and that you can't take care of other people properly if you're not taking care of yourself. So that really, really is the message, and that really is the message that I really want your listening audience to get. And, you know, the book talks about, too, is people's reaction. You know, all the things that you said, generally, you know, I have been very healthy all my life. I've never smoked. I don't drink. And I've tried to live, I thought, a very healthy lifestyle. And then, you know, the reaction to people, because, I mean, people would say to me, I mean, how could you be sick? You know, my family actually, some of them actually got angry with me. You know, how could you be going through that? So it was, and I don't think it was anger. I think it was more of disappointment, you know, because, I mean, here you are, you do all kinds of things, and you know, and then for you to get sick. So those are some of the reactions, too, that you get when that happens to you, too. And you really get to see who your friends are, too, at that point. And you get to see your friends, you know, those who really care about you and those who care about you because you do for them. So it was really a real, real revelation for me in so, so many ways. And I thank God for it because I think I'm a lot better because of it. Because now I, you know, refuse to let anything or anybody steal my joy. And there's a freedom that I have now. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or whatever, but I say what I want to say, and I say it in a way, you know, certainly not to be offensive, but I feel free. There's a freedom that I feel now that I've never felt before.
My uncle, who died 6 weeks short of his 100th birthday, would always tell me that there comes an age, and he never said, you know, like 55 or, you know, 58 or anything like that. He said, there's going to come a point in your life where you're going to reach this age, and you just don't give a shit what come out your mouth.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
I'm with Uncle. You know, one of the things, as I said, you know, with this role of trying to be diplomatic and all that kind of stuff, so I'm a little, you know, I do kind of watch what I say. And I say,
yeah,
you know, it's not what I say, it's how I say it. But I am going to say it at this phase of my life. And you can ask my children and everybody, oh, yeah, if you want to get it, just ask her. She's going to give it to you now. So I agree with Uncle on that one. I definitely agree with Uncle on that one. Because when you reach a certain age, I agree with him. I agree with him. I really agree with him.
And that may be different for everybody. You know, that age, whatever it is, may be different. But I'm just saying. So when you said that, the freedom that comes with being able to, and I'm sure you say it with love. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, you don't just blurt it out. But I understand being able to do that. And it is freeing. It is very liberating just to get what you need to say out. So, temper it with love. Temper it with love. Those that are listening, don't go back and say Reverend Sandy and Dr. Bennett told you to. No, we're not saying that.
We're saying whatever it is. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. And it's your intentions, too.
Yes.
That's another thing I want to talk about, too, is your intentions. You see, when your intentions are good, you can't say it in a way that's going to really be offensive as such. Because if your intentions and there's pure love coming from you, it will be real, but it doesn't necessarily have to be offensive in a sense. It can be in a sense of a wake-up call for somebody or that kind of thing. You know, one of the other things, too, I spoke the other day, and I want to share this with your listening audience, too, because it was like an aha moment for me, and I just felt so good. When they introduced me, you know, they talked about all the things that I've done and all of that kind of stuff. But the thing that they said before he stepped down, he said, she's a destiny helper.
Mm.
And, that was like a for me, too. And I thought about that. And I really did. I started thinking about my life and, you know, and the people that, you know, God has allowed me to touch. And I think that is really my role, is to be a destiny helper, to be there to help people reach their full potential in a sense. And I'm not saying it boasting, or I'm just toasting on that because I feel very good about that. And when he said that, it really did make me feel good because if you can touch somebody's life and you never know when that is or how it can be. You see, that's when you really are living and giving. And so I really just kind of wanted to share that as well, too, to your audience as well.
Yeah.
And I hope that some of the things that we're saying, you know, that resonates with them, too. And they listen to you every week. So, and I know you have every week some kind of nugget of wisdom that you're sharing with people. Every week, and that's a blessing because that's a destiny helper too. So when I talk about destiny helpers, I think you're one too, because the wisdom that you're sharing with people, and you know, they may not agree with everything you say, but they know that it's coming from the space of love, and that's where we all need to be. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I know that, and I know your listening audience, I know they know that too. So I'm going to let you join the club of Destiny Helpers.
Well, thank you. Gladly. I love it. It's an honor. You know, it's complete job description almost. So we do have a caller, and maybe this is one of the doctors. Area code 202. And would you give us your name?
Good evening, Reverend Sandy. My name is Dr. Brenda Belton.
Hey, Dr. Brenda.
I think it's just wonderful that you all have started talking about destiny helpers, because even though there have been, you know, different subjects that we've touched upon, the one that I really wanted your listeners to deal with is the fact that I met Dr. Dennis, Erica to me, in the early 70s when we both lived in Atlanta. And I think Erica's first book, Erica's Magical Realism, summed up for what I always tell people about Erica. Erica designed her life based on truth principles. She believed that you could have what you wanted, what you envisioned, what you believed you would achieve. And I've seen her do this. Not somebody tell me. I've seen her say, I want to go here. I want to do that. I want to do this. She did it. This is not somebody who's coming with a trust fund inheritance. This is not somebody who's coming with entitlement. This is somebody who believed and had faith. And that is what I see both of you when you talk about destiny. And that's what I want your listening audience to understand, that whatever it is that you desire, the fact that God has put that desire there, you can have that. I've seen my friends do that. Every piece that she kind of just nonchalant talked about, she didn't always have that or was in that position. She designed her life. Just like the book, you go from chapter to chapter. You write it, you can make it happen. And I've seen her do that, and I know your background, and I know you've done that. And that's not something that I think we ought to just, No. It really is the destiny that I think we pass on to all young people. Whatever it is you want, no matter how big it is, dream big, because God can make it happen. And you have on your line somebody who is a testament to that.
Well, I just want you, again, I have to tell you about that Dr. Brenda Belton. She, what she does is that she talks about destiny, and she creates these boards, these vision boards. And, you know, Dr. Robert taught us about the vision boards. And what she does is that, and she does it so beautifully, like she'll send you one for your birthday, or she'll send you one for something that you're celebrating or whatever, the vision boards. You know, she didn't talk about that, but that's one of the things that she does. In fact, I give gifts from her. You know, I said, oh, I need you to do a vision board for this person, and she'll put their picture there. And she said, you know, what is it that they want? And she'll put that in there. So she is one. And then I have to say before she hangs up, everybody needs a cheerleader in life. You see, you need someone who really believes in you. And when I'm doing something with her, it always works because she believes in me, and she believes, and she's my one of my greatest cheerleaders. You see, I mean, she probably.
Hello.
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 Okay, there it comes. Okay, it looks like we had lost some of the connection, but I think we're okay now. Dr. Belton, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did we lose Dr. Bennett?
We may have.
Did we lose Erica? Well, you know, sometimes the, you know, they have a little problem with the internet. It goes in and out, but I'm sure she'll call back. But, you know, while we're waiting for her to call back, and I've seen this with your life, you know, Reverend Sandy, you know, and coming from Hillside and what Barbara taught, you know, I just can't say enough that those are, you know, the words, the principles, they're not just that, words or some, you know, out in the sky kinds of concepts. They are real. You can make those, you can make it real. And as I said, you know, both of you are just examples of how your life can be however you design.
I'm back.
Thank you. And Dr. Belton, I appreciate you for saying that. And, you know, like Dr. Erica, we do what we do. And Dr. Barbara, yes, was extremely instrumental in building that confidence within us, helping us to strengthen that muscle that we had to believe in, you know, whatever gifts we were given to be able to walk really strong, you know, in the what we did for others and the love that we showed and the possibility of living a life like that, that we were able to, like you say, design the life and then let it be our reality. So, yeah, I give thanks to my spiritual mother all the time. And those are the rewards for, you know, putting yourself in situations where you can receive that type of training. Because some people will not accept it, you know, and you've got to be able to accept it in order to also benefit from the richness of what's being given to you.
Yes, Dr. Reverend Sandy, you're absolutely correct. Do you know that I'm back?
Yes, we
Hello?
Hear you loud and clear. Yes.
Okay. I came back on this Ghana line, so just wanted to make sure I'm back. And thank you so much for Dr. Belton for jumping in. But that's what she does for me always. She's always covering my back. And that's one of the things that we all need in life. You need somebody who's going to cover you. And she is one of the ones that covers me. So I just really want to say that. But that's, you know, that's who we are as a people. We really, you design, as she said, you design your world, your life, whatever, the good, the bad, the ugly. And that's another thing, is that we have to take responsibility for our lives, too. You know, when something is not going as I want it to go, you know, I say to the universe, you know, okay, God, why am I creating this? And there's a reason for the season. And once you understand that, you can always balance your life and look for the good. You look for the good in everything. You give me some lemonade. You give me lemon, I'm going to make some lemonade. You close the door, I'm coming through the window. So you have to have that determination and that preservation that, you know, your life will be as it's supposed to be and you will reach your destiny.
Well, before I hang up, let me say, I think we've gone full circle, and we're back to Queen Mother Fletcher and Chief Uncle Red, because look at the destiny, the circle that they've come to. They've come all the way. Look at the life they designed. And here we are, being able to pay the kind of homage to them, you know, when, you know, it looked like they had lost everything. Now they've gained it all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing, too, that I really love about Mother Fletcher is that there's no real bitterness there at all. I mean, she talks about what happened as a matter of fact, but she still talks about her dreams, what she wants to see, what she wants to do, and that's what she's doing here. I mean, she told us she wants to see some water, she wants to see some trees, she want to, you know, she's very clear, very clear. In fact, Brenda and I, we were laughing the other day, Mother Fletcher is clearer than us. She really is at 107. There's no question, honey. She knows what she wants, and she knows she's going to get it when she comes to Ghana. She really, really will. Because, you know, we have the whole country all excited about them coming. There'll be billboards with their pictures on it as soon as they land.
Oh, wow.
And we, like I said earlier, we're turning a whole hotel into her palace. So everybody will be there to do what she needs and how she needs it. And so we're very, very excited. So I'm really glad that Dr. Belton went back to that, because that's really what we really wanted to talk about today. And I think Mother Fletcher and Uncle Red, they're an example of aging gracefully, for sure.
Indeed.
Well,
before they cut me off,
Dr. Erica, can you put something maybe on your website or you, Reverend Sandy, so that, because I don't know if Reverend Tony is on, so that we can make, you know, those contributions, we can send those bumbars to the two of them. So I'll know where to go, because I'd like to share that link with others.
Absolutely.
We'll
put it on our website. Thank you so much. Again, there she is, always covering my back. And I do want to give your listening audience our website. I want them to be able to go and see what we're doing. We have a wall there called the Sankofa Wall, and it surrounds our embassies, and people put the name of their ancestors there. We have Michelle Obama's father's name. We have Bob Marley. We have Rosa Parks. We have Harriet Tubman. So if any of your listening audience wants to actually put the name of their ancestors on that wall, we have George Floyd, and we just last week put Breonna Taylor's name. One of her relatives came and put that name on the wall as well. So if they want to, we will have that out. I'm going to give you our website, and then they can go to the website and look at the Sankofa Wall again, too. Dr. Belton has her name on there. We put Dr. Barbara's name is on there as well. So if anyone wants to put their name, and what we'll do is that we take pictures, and we'll send you pictures of the wall and your ancestors' name as well. And so they just really have to go to our website, which is diasporaAfricanForum.org. That's diasporaAfricaForum.org. And they can get that. And then we will have a link talking about Mother Fletcher's visit as well.
And that's where we'll post the messages to both Queen Mother and the Chief, correct?
And Uncle Red. Queen Mother and Chief.
Yes.
Uncle Red, yeah. So we're going to, you know, I'm going to have, I'm so glad that Dr. Belton mentioned that, because we're going to set up a page. You know, I am one of the most non-techie people you're going to be talking to. So I don't know what to call stuff, and I mess up people's names and stuff. I do all of that right now, but I just love it. I really do. So we're going to set up a blog page. I think that's the proper thing to say, whereas people can actually, you know, put comments and stuff for them, and we'll make sure that they get that when they come.
That'll be beautiful. And you were also earlier Dr. Bennett, you were telling us about a YouTube interview that Queen Mother...
Mother Fletcher, yeah, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video where she's speaking at to Congress, and she's talking about her experience, and I think all you have to do is just Google Mother, go to the YouTube, and then Google Mother Fletcher's testimony on Congress, to the Congress, and it'll come right up.
Okay.
I
want to do that too. So I'm going to post that when I find that on YouTube. I'm going to post that to the group page, the Life, Love, and Wellness Global, and make sure that I share that with the Facebook group, and then I will also share the website. Asking for people to, you know, write messages to both Queen Mother Fletcher and Chief Uncle Red, so that they have, you know, just massive messages from people supporting them and honoring them for, you know, what they've done and how they have served humanity in, you know, all these hundreds of years. 107 and 100 years, man, that's a long time.
It is. It is. In fact, you know, every time I tell people, I say, you know, Mother, Queen Mother Fletcher is coming, and she's bringing her baby brother. Her baby brother is 100. So that they get a chuckle out of that. And then some of her, 20 of them are coming, 20 of her family members.
Okay.
But, I mean, her, their children, Uncle Red's daughters, is our age. So, I mean, this is not a young group coming, that's for sure. And then they have some of their great-grandchildren that will be coming with them as well. But it's 20 of them that will be accompanying Mother Fletcher as well.
That's so beautiful, that family love and family support and encouragement. And we all need that. We don't always get it, but that's beautiful to have that large of a delegation from the family with them. And, you know, as they witness and fulfill a lifelong dream, it's just, makes chills go down my spine. That is so beautiful.
Yeah, it does. It does. And just think, and that's the other testimony, is that dreams can come true at whatever age. You know, I mean, she's 107 and he's 100, and they have the strength and the tenacity and the will to come to Ghana. I mean, that in itself says that, you know, you're never too old to do what you really want to do or achieve your dreams. So, you know, that's the other thing that I hope your listening audience is getting from this. Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I
Hello?
Can hear you now.
Okay. I'm not sure what's going on. But you know, we're going to keep, we make it do. You say you don't know. But you're pretty good with this technology. It's,
Oh, yeah. No. If one, what did I just say? One door closes, I'm going through another one. I'm coming through the window. So
the window.
One phone stops, then I go to the other one. I say, okay, well, let me try this line, you know. And you never
and
give up.
That's
another thing about life. That's the point. You never give up. How much longer do we have on the show?
We have right at 15 minutes. What's happened is I'm actually now on my cell phone, and I'm calling on from the guest number, just like everybody else. So it's working, and that's what we're going to get thanks for. And so I want to just make sure that we have again. Mother Fletcher's testimony to Congress. We're going to find that YouTube link and make sure that that is shared with everyone, and also the website where people are able to write messages of support, encouragement, whatever, the bon voyage messages to Queen Mother Fletcher and Chief Uncle Red, and that's R-E-D-D, if you just make it to Uncle Red, R-E-D-D. And, of course, Fletcher is F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. And so, yeah, we've gotten a lot of messages from Dr. Erica sharing with us her consequences that she faced as a result of not taking care of herself, and the message from that, and making sure that you do, you know, like begin right now in taking care of yourself, and
taking time out and making sure that you're showing love to your body. Dr. Belton talked to us about vision boards, and Dr. Bennett talked about her being such a tremendous help and cheerleader for her and the work that she does, encouraging her and supporting her in all ways and picking up that slack or perhaps the gap in the conversation, right, so that it's a complete thought between the two of them and making sure that everything is conveyed to the audience or to those that are listening. So I just want to kind of bring up to date what we've been doing and what we've been talking about. So I want to turn it back over to Ambassador Erica Bennett and Dr. Belton, and let them just finish taking us on through what they're doing.
Well, I just want to say, again, thank you to you. You know, that's how I want to close my message, is to say thank you to you for all that you do and continue to do for so many people all over the world. And God is going to continue to bless you with good health and happiness and wealth and everything that you need to move forward with your life. So I just want to proclaim that and decree that, and that is, and that's what it is. You know, we're going to be a little better in terms of staying in contact with you, and I really sincerely want you to look at coming to Ghana. We need to connect in so many ways because it really is our time. I think this is a special time for all of us in the world. It really, really is. I think that this COVID has stopped the world for a reason, for us to reprioritize our life and to really understand what really, really is important, and to be joyful in our life and not to let anybody steal our joy. So that's how I'd like to land on that note, you know, giving tribute to you. And again, I really want to say thank you to our ancestor, Dr. Barbara King, who really brought the three of us together. You know, she taught us truth principles, and she taught us how to create your world. So a lot of the things that I think all three of us are currently doing is because of her. So I really want to end up by saying that as well. Your show is just dynamic. The way you opened it and the way you closed it with the music and the prayer and all of that, I mean, that's only something that Reverend Sandy Rogers can create. You see, and God uses us in many, many ways, and I think that's your gift of being creative and really touching lives in a real, real, real way. So I'll land on that, and I'll yield to Dr. Brenda Belton. Is there anything she'd like to close on? You know, I told her I'm going to start calling her Reverend, too, because she knows the principles, and she lives the principles. And I'm just so happy to have her as part of my life. So I'll yield to you, Dr. Brenda Belton.
Well, Reverend Sandy and Ambassador Dr. Erica Bennett, I say, in God's word, everything is possible. I affirm everything that you are asking for, everything that you are claiming. I affirm that for you. And as all of our ancestors would say, Ashe, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. That we can kind of fill in some other gaps if you have something else that you would like to share. We may have covered it all. I just want to make sure that if there was anything else that we make sure that we have it.
Well, Reverend Sandy, you and I can talk forever and ever and ever. I'm just trying to be respectful of your show because there's so many things I want to know about you and what you're doing and, you know, how you're doing and all of that. But since you're focusing on me and Dr. Belton today, I just also like to share a little bit about the Diaspora Africa Forum before we close. Because that's primarily one of the, that's primarily one of the things that I really, really have invested a lot of my life into, and I did it because we really want to see this bridge between the diaspora and the two that I talked about, the continental and the historical diaspora. I really want us to know each other in a more meaningful way. You know, in the United States, a lot of people really see Africa as a country and not a continent. And so, again, as I said from the very beginning, we really want people to understand that we're 55 African countries, and which means that, you know, we go from the north to the south to the east to the west. And I want to invite my brothers and sisters to really, really come home. You know, Ghana right now is experiencing a boom of African Americans moving here. We have thousands and thousands that just picked up and came, and they're just here. And, you know, they're working, they're creating jobs, and they're doing some phenomenal things here in the country. Our president has proclaimed it. Last year was the year of return in 2019, where he's given citizenships to a lot of the diasporians. My whole family, all of us have Ghanaian citizenship as well as American citizenship. You can keep both. Oh. You can have dual citizenship in Ghana. And so he just gave out another 100 and something and planning to do that again. You know, one of the things, you know, I won't give you that breaking news, but one of the things that we're hoping some good things will happen for Queen Mother and Uncle Red while they're here too. The Diaspora Africa Forum, we actually also have a village. We're building condos, three and four bedroom condos in an area, and we're calling that the Diaspora Village. So some of your listeners, if they're interested in purchasing a condo here, we're building them now. So the Diaspora Africa Forum, as I said, we really, really want it to be your one-stop shop when you come to Ghana. You know, we're very protective of our African Americans when they come, just to make sure they're in good hands. Ghana is a very safe country, and we have a president who believes very much in the diaspora, and his cabinet, most of the people that works for him are people who have worked outside. And that's one of the things that we've gotten the heads of states to understand. To move Africa forward, they need to include us, you know, the diaspora. The diasporas bring not just the resources, but they bring talent and skills and exposure. And that's one of the things that Africa, you know, can certainly benefit from. So I really did want to take a moment to talk about that, because that truly has been my professional life for the last 14 years. So all they have to do is go to our website, and they'll see some of the things that that we're doing on that website as well. And then, as I said, we're going to put a blog up so that they can leave messages, goodwill messages to Queen Mother and Uncle Red as well. So again, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for this opportunity. And as I said from the beginning too, it took us 3 months to get on this show because you were booked. But we're so glad that we made it, and I enjoyed it. But you know, it's just like talking to you, like we're having tea. You know, So I knew I did not have to do no big preparation for this one, because I knew this one would come from the heart. I just knew that whatever you asked me, I'm just talking to you because we're having tea.
That's all it is, you know, because we get enough of contrived messages, you know, that's fully thought out and orchestrated and all of like that. And so it really does get to be a treat when people just talk from their authentic selves, you know. So, and I appreciate you. And I knew there was not going to be any type of a gap. And just look at all that we've overcome. You know, you call from your U.S. phone. You call from your Canadian phone. So, you know, but nothing stops us. We got it done.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They try to block us, but they can't stop us. You know, Reverend Sandy, you know that. They cannot stop us, honey. Because I said, I'm going to talk today until Reverend Sandy says, okay, this is enough time. Now, let's hang up now. So they weren't going to block us, honey, not at all. And then, now I'm calling Dr. Belton, Reverend Belton. Anyway, Dr. Belton came on the line, you know. Came on the line just to cover everything and make everything just move smoothly, and that's how we like my son, he has this thing of saying, that's how we roll. So this was good. This was very, 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 very good. So is there anything else you want to ask?
I do not. We're going to cover those websites. Give that address one more time for people. But Reverend Belton, I'm with Dr. Bennett here. Reverend Belton, is there anything additional that you would like to add to the conversation?
Well, I just, while we were on, I subscribed to your Facebook page, and I'm going to be following and clicking on everything I can click on and tell people they need to subscribe and make sure that whatever we need to click for Reverend Sandy, so whatever the additional numbers can do to increase your followership, I'm going to make sure that happens. I'm going to send that link out to all the little networks I have, and I want all of the listeners to continue to do that. You know, every time you come, bring somebody online. And the same thing for Dr. Bennett's website. I want to make sure that we get that out to many, many, many different corridors, because they always are doing something. So I want you to go on her website and let her, you see the pictures of her birthday party with the king, honey, and all of the drums and all of the books and the money and the gold. She ain't talk about all of that. This big old gold. I'm not talking about gold fields. I'm talking about real gold paintings and stuff. Girl, I tell folks, we don't know anything about wealth in this country. The money is the money's in Africa.
Yeah.
Dr. Sandy, I have to share this with you because Reverend Belton just brought it up. So, I mean, I'm not boasting. I'm just toasting. Let me just make sure you understand that. But for my book, I got $1,000 per book. I walked away with $25,000 from my book party in Nigeria.
Bless you. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That was. It was a blessing. It was, and it came right in handy, exactly what I needed when I needed it. So that's what I'm saying.
Reverend Sandy, that's why you need to go to Africa. That's how we roll.
You know what? It's one of those things where I think you just go, you know, like sometimes we overplan everything. So I'm just going to write it down, and I'm going to make it happen. Because I really did want to come, like I said, Erica and I are just a couple of months difference in age, and I wanted to go last year for my 70th birthday. And then, of course, you know, the pandemic hit, and we weren't able to travel. So I'm just going to, it doesn't have to be anything spectacular, or I could still be celebrating my 70th. How about that?
Well, let me tell you, I celebrate the whole year. So, and this one was my 71, and I celebrated the whole year. And I just want to share this with you, too, just to show you how God works. You see, you know, our birthday is, mine is in April. Okay. In 2020, I turned 70. Okay, the king, the Oni of Ife king, he's the big Yoruba king in Nigeria. And so he and I are very, very close. He really loves me, and I love him. He's like my son. And so he said, you know, I'm going to come over in January. And so he said, let's go ahead and celebrate your birthday. So I said, oh, okay, fine, let's do it. So he had this fabulous party for me over here in Ghana in 2020. Then when April came around, you know, it was shut down with the COVID. So the only
wow.
party I had was with my stuffed animals and my dolls in my living room. That was the party that I had then. But if I had not had that big party in January, then I wouldn't have been able to celebrate it like I did. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Everything happens for a reason, and if you get in God's flow, everything you need will happen exactly when you need it. This year, when I turned 71, he wanted to do another party, but he wanted to do this one in Nigeria. So that's when I flew to Nigeria, and he had this fabulous party for me over there. So that's what I'm saying. And that was like, he did that in May. My birthday was in April, and he did this one in May. So you can celebrate any time, any place that you want to.
Exactly.
You see.
Exactly.
Every day is our birthday. It, you know, is our Earth Day. So celebrate your Earth Day.
Love it. Love it. I am, and I'm, like I said, I'm going to pick a date, and it's going to happen. We just going to make it through. So let's give the website one more time, please, Dr. Bennett, and then we're going to close down. Whew, this has been such just an absolutely outstanding show. I have loved every minute. I love the rawness of it. I love the honesty and the heartfelt comments and support from you ladies. And it's just been phenomenal. And this is the type of energy that we need to continue building, you know. And so this is the only way that we can do it. We can't do it being weak back, boned, and afraid of speaking our truth. So it's always a pleasure to me to be able to be in the presence of such incredible women as the two of you. So thank you for who you are.
Well, we thank you. And in closing, the Diaspora Africa Forum, you know, basically what they have to do is just, you know, go, they could Google it, Diaspora Africa Forum, but it's www.diasporaafricaforum.org. And, you know, and they'll get to see some of the things that we're doing if they go to that website. And then we have a YouTube channel, too, which talks about, you know, has some of the videos and stuff that we have. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. So we'd like your audience to Facebook us and Twitter us and, you know, Instagram us as well. So, again, I just want to say, I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity, Reverend Sandy Rogers, my friend, my confidant. She probably knows more about me than anybody, cause, except Dr. Belton, of course. But I just really want to say thank you to you for being who you are, and continue this, and we see much continued success for this show. Because it's much needed now, too. You know, people need a lifeline. And I see this show as a lifeline for people, you know, and tells them how to stay well and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I take that in to heart, and I know it's meant from your heart. So I love you so much, and we shall stay in contact with one another. Because we had lost contact there for a while. And but you know, it's all about love and reconnecting and friendship. So with that, we'll have the ambassador back with us at some point in the future to advise us of whatever the news will be at that point. So until then, thanks everybody for being with us. Thank you for listening and for participating. And remember the key gems that were shared with you tonight. And until next week, stay blessed, and we will see you then. Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourself.